This is the Healing Codes Q&A Thursday evening, August 29th, 2019. I am Linda Brewer, your host for the evening. Your comments, your presence, anything you would like to share is welcome. This call is being recorded. So if you don't want your name or whatever mentioned, please do so. These calls are to be beneficial to answer any questions that we possibly can in the most truthful, loving, and honoring way. Thank you. To begin with, if you have a question, hit star 2, and I will unmute you, and we'll be in an open discussion. And or you can go online and text it to me, and I check the Q&As as we go through. Does anyone have anything they would like to start off with tonight that they may have a question about or something they would want to be discussed or mentioned in the prayer? Again, star 2 to raise your hand if you do. If not, we will begin with the Universal Healing Code prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and please fill in your blank, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Take a deep breath. Relax. And as you do the codes, trust your spirit to bring forth the truth that you are ready to heal at this time. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Taking a deep breath. Experience what you're thinking, feeling, seeing. And relax. And may the love the light, and the truth of each individual listening tonight and in the future. May you find peace surrounding every thought, every feeling, every action. Bless you. Does anyone have anything they would like to share about what they experienced or any questions or what? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. Hi, 446, you are unmuted.
Hi, Linda. It's me, Patricia.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Ah, that's good. I just wanted to share a little experience I had with the healing codes, which I believe I have mentioned before that I do on my lunch hour at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that the lower propensities try and get in the way of doing something that's good for you. So that manifests in being like thinking you're like you don't have time to do the healing codes at lunchtime that day or something. You know, you're just too busy or whatever. Anyway, but it's just, even though once I start doing them, I think, oh, my God, I should just do them, like, as much as possible because I feel the benefit going right away. When I do them, I feel the benefit happening. But again, that, you know, when you're not doing them, you feel like you don't want to do them anyway. But so sometimes it is a struggle to get to do them. So I was doing them this week. I managed to get myself to do them at lunchtime, and then I did them, and it was great. And then I thought of something I could do. And what I did was I put my iTunes on, my music, and I have listened in the past to Elio's music with him, and that's been wonderful. But after a while, you really want to hear something else. You don't want to always hear the same pieces. So I put some of my favorite songs on. Actually, it was Henry Mancini music. I love his music. And I coded to that. And it was a very enriching experience because it, you know, the music that I love or that anyone loves will bring you back to the memories and the feelings that are important to you and what you resonate with. And that's really good for, I mean, it acts as a, well, what is a truth focus statement, but it's an audio truth focus statement. It's a harmonic one because it's a good thing that's going on. It's a harmonious thing you're listening to. It resonates with you completely because it's music you've chosen, and you do the healing code to it, and it was an eye opener because it brought me back to feelings and memories and thoughts that I had forgotten existed. And it was very deepening. So I just wanted to share that. I hope I made sense when I'm trying to share it.
Yes, and thank you. That was awesome what you said about when you're listening to something that you really enjoy, it brings back that memory and that loving feeling. And what a beautiful way to be doing the codes and relaxing, that it does take you to that space of relaxation and appreciation. And so I think that's beautiful, Pat. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm so grateful because, again, the codes, I just don't ever want to neglect them or be without them. I'm so, so grateful for them. So anything that will enhance them like that or, you know, encourage me to do them and to realize that it could be actually, it's something to look forward to rather than a chore. Just because it's good for you, like taking vitamins, doesn't mean it has to feel like a chore. So I was grateful to be given that insight. And thanks for letting me share it. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. That's an awesome insight. Yes.
Thanks. Yeah.
I like that. I love it. Yes.
Thank you.
It brought relaxation to me just to think about it. And so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So always a pleasure to have you and to hear what is going on with you. And I am really also appreciating the difference, the softness and the relaxation that I'm hearing in your voice, Pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which tells me that you're letting go of a lot of stress. And whether you know it or known or unknown, you are maturing into yourself, into your own voice, and really receiving your own power. So congratulations.
Thanks, Linda. I appreciate your saying so.
Yes, it's always a joy. So anything else you would like to share?
Not for the moment, but if I think of something else, I will press star 2.
All right, and I shall look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
I will meet you. Okay, we have a Q&A on the end, from Sebastian in Montreal. Hello, I'm currently doing the healing codes, but I saw on the website that the trilogy works even better. Should I switch to trilogy? You can. You're welcome to. And Alex has the free video on there, and you can do both, and you get to decide what is best for you. I don't know of anything that's not beneficial that Alex has done, so all you want to incorporate and that you don't want to incorporate, it's your life and you get to choose. If you have any other comments or questions, or if I did not answer that to your satisfaction, please let me know. Okay. Anyone else? Refresh your Q&A. Nowhere. Okay. Is there anything anyone would like to discuss tonight? Well, Charles Stanley, a pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia, for the last 25 or 26 years, I've heard him teach or speak on HALT, H-A-L-T. Do not get too hungry. Do not get too angry. Do not get too tired. And do not get too lonely. So think in your life when one of those things or a multiplicity of those things have happened, because I think they sort of build on each other. If you get hungry, you get tired, and then you will go satisfy yourself with probably unhealthy foods. But think about that. What happens to my mind, my body, and spirit when I get too hungry? Do I get hungry for a certain type of food? Do I get hungry for companionship? How would you respond if you got really, really, really hungry? And what happens to your mind, body, and spirit when you get too tired? Do you receive a proper amount of sleep every night, peaceful, restful sleep? Do you take those 5-minute breaks during the day? Do you do that deep breathing and drink your water? anger has so many roots. That just keep multiplying themselves if we don't understand our anger and resolve it. Depression, pride, financial issues, boredom. What happens when you get too angry? And then when you get too lonely, what does loneliness feel like for you? Because you can be lonely in a room of 100, 200 people. You can be lonely at dinner with one person. And you can be lonely just by yourself. Eating properly, feeding the body and the mind and spirit with food that is nurturing, tastes good, good for you. What's your intent for eating a lot of time? What really makes you angry? Does that come from shame, depression, not belonging, not feeling competent? Tired? Are you pushing yourself every day to the limit what you can physically, mentally do? When you wake up in the morning, are you refreshed and say, thank you for this morning? This is a great day for me to be loved and to love, to be light, to be a friendly face. Where do you fall? And do you yo-yo during the day on any of those spectrums? And what is it doing to you internally? Socializing, financially, work-wise, developing long-term friends. Who would you call at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, could you talk to me? Could you come to me? Do you have a 3 o'clock friend, 3 a.m. friend? Any comments, questions, anything, hit star 2. How do you celebrate you? What walls do you have up? How do you extend love and receive love? How do you love yourself when you hear that little condemning voice? Stop it. You are love. Anyone have any comments? Star 2? Thanks, Pat. You're open.
Oh, hi. It's me again. And
wonderful.
I almost forgot what happened to me, what I participated in last Saturday. You know, I went back to work after 6 weeks off from work. And on August 12th, I returned to work. And at that point, I was a couple of weeks of not having had any caffeine. which was really good because I needed to give it up. My third day back at work, I started again. And then there was, I guess you might call it a buildup for a couple of weeks of me not sleeping really well at night and then having to get up at 7 a.m. and have a long commute and an exhausting day coming home wiped out. The whole thing went on for a couple of weeks. And last Saturday morning I got up. It takes me a while to know how I'm going to feel on any given weekend day. I don't always know right away for like maybe an hour and a half or so. Because I get up, you do your ablutions, et cetera, and then I code. And it isn't until I kind of finally settle with my morning's allotment of energy that I know how I am. And that particular morning, a friend of mine texted me before I had fully realized how I was. And since I was back at work, I hadn't seen him for a couple of weeks, and he wanted to get together. And I said yes, but after I was up a while, I realized I should not have said yes. I wasn't up to it, but I didn't want to spoil the day. I didn't want to take it from him. So I thought, okay, we'll see each other, but I'm not going to meet him in Midtown. He can come up to my neighborhood so I don't have to commute again. I'm too tired for all that. So he did come up, and he likes tech stuff. He's like a techie. And it's not my thing at all. However, I had a recent issue where I needed to get a little bit involved with tech stuff. So we were on my computer and on my iPhone, and I was within a few minutes, I started to go crazy with not being able to work out something on my iPhone. And he was trying to help, and it was just all getting worse and worse, and I completely lost it. I can't even tell you. I became like a banshee. It was horrible. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you the words I said. And it wasn't as if they weren't like swear words, but they were like, I was really giving in to the darker side. It was terrible. But he likes me so much that he says, as long as you're not yelling at me, I don't care. Because I was really upset with the carrier, my phone carrier, the app wasn't working in my eye. All this stuff was not working properly, and I was miserable. And I knew it was from that being exhausted and from actually, being on caffeine. You are on a drug, and that's what it is. I call a spade, that's what it is. And so we went out for a walk. I tried to dispel the energy that way, but I was totally ashamed of myself and how I acted. And it had not happened to me in a long time. I won't say the word happened to me as if it's from the outside. I hadn't behaved that way in a long time, which that part was good. I hadn't done that in a long, long time. But I don't think I had ever been quite that nasty before in my own memory. So that was kind of disturbing. But I don't know, this is apropos of you're talking about if you're too angry. I really should have recognized how I felt and probably should have canceled with him once I realized how I was. Because I probably wouldn't have gotten in that unless I was interacting with somebody else, especially regarding technical stuff. So I should have avoided interacting with a friend under those circumstances. I would have seen the signals. When I feel that exhausted way that I felt on Saturday, when I finally realized that it would have been good to just say, I'm so sorry, but I'm realizing that this is not going to work out today. I just should have done that. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. It's interesting that I forgot that actually happened, because I guess this week has been pretty decent compared to that. I've been doing my coding. I'm back in the swing of things, and I can't say I gave up the caffeine. I still have my morning shot of coffee. But I have been saying decaf. That much I've been doing since then. I have been saying decaf in the morning. So that's probably not as bad as regular coffee. And it's only one. It's one, I won't say only. For me, I shouldn't have any. But it's one cup in the morning, and that's it. But it's still an issue. But if I can just keep up with the decaf, that's better than nothing. Better than no progress at all. So anyway, yeah, angry isn't good. And, yeah, But I had that's he's a real friend anyway. So
yes, he is.
Yes,
and
he
is. I think that was awesome that he stood in the gap of still loving and appreciating you as you processed what was going on. So I think that is awesome. And anger, I don't think anger is good or bad. I think it's how we use anger that gives it its power, or it gives us our insight. And and I think we do have to debrief the way you do. I think it's very, very healthy. And to have someone you can do that with you and they still stand in the gap and say, I love you, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's quite a gift.
He's the only friend I could really do that with and hope to just have no effect at all.
Well, it's, hey, one is enough.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Katie and Gay Hendricks used to say, tell the microscopic truth, it's unarguable. Feel all of your feelings, but don't act them out. And but if we don't, what we don't let out controls us. That head chatter and that, yeah. So anytime we can speak it out, it's always nice if we're nice and prim and proper about it. But that's not the way it got in there, and that's not the way it's going to come out.
Wait, I'm not quite sure I follow what you said. What's not the way it got in there?
It didn't get prim and proper into the cellular memories. So
oh.
It's not going to come out like that.
Oh.
So ever how it gets in is how it needs to come out. But
well.
As we mature, it takes a little less sting away from it. But if it's ruling our lives without peace, then we just need to get it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm not happy with the words I actually said that day.
Well, they've been said, they're out of you, and you know that's not who you are now, so celebrate that.
Yeah, that's true too. That is very true.
Be grateful that you know that's not how you want to be.
Yeah,
that's great progress.
I absolutely, yeah, and I think also progress is that the next time I feel that awful again, I will know. I will listen to those signals and listen to what my body is saying. But it's just not the best day to socialize. Instead of feeling obligated.
Well, it seems like he had a pretty good day.
Yeah, Arnie, he's amazing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah.
And he was probably grateful he could be there for you.
Yeah, he was. He that's how he is. Yeah.
And those friends are priceless.
Yeah.
So it's, I think anytime things like that happen and we have someone who really stands and says, you know, I'm here for you, that's great healing that you can't get alone.
Well,
I think we need people to debrief.
People to be what?
To debrief with, or to be ourselves, or to explode with, or whatever. We need people.
You think?
I do, and that's very, I don't know why I would be admitting that, because that's not something I ever think about needing, is people. And but we do need people. I guess that's one of the lessons that I'm learning in this season that I'm in. I do need people, and I think that's what brought up the halt tonight as I was preparing to connect. It's been an unusual but yet common day in the care assistant business. People it's just amazing to me how they don't show up, or they just take a day off, or so we do need people, and we need that person that just stands in the gap mm-hmm. and just lets us be us in the moment. Mm-hmm. So I would say you're pretty blessed to have this gentleman in your life.
I am. I have to admit it. I am.
So you can go back and say how much you appreciated it and how loved you felt, and you appreciated him.
I think I thanked him at the time. I was embarrassed at how I acted, and I said I'm sorry that he had to witness that. I said, you know, I was grateful. I'll tell you the truth. I don't want to overdo it because he likes me more, and I don't have that relationship with him. And you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, well,
he knows
just
exactly
never...
what the deal is. So, yeah.
Well, you're an honest, loving lady, and so being a friend may be what he's willing to settle for.
Yeah, oh, absolutely is. He is. This has been going on for over 25 years.
Oh, holy cow. And this is the first time you've had a meltdown in front of him.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But this is maybe the worst one. Of course I've had meltdowns before. But as I say, I hadn't done that in a long time. And I never did it quite that badly. But
well, congratulations. You're healing.
Oh, you think that was part of it? You think that was a sign?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it hadn't been a healing moment, then it wouldn't. You would not have phased you. You would have just let it be. That's who you are. But you know that's not who you are now.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm not like, I mean, no, absolutely not. I can't. No. I can do better than that. I will do better than that, certainly.
It's you can important. Do better than that debriefing and are better than that lovingly. I'm having these visuals. Yes, so it's all good. It is all good.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Life is funny. Not ha-ha funny sometimes, but strange.
Yeah. Unexplainable sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
yes.
You're welcome.
All right. Anyone else have anything they would like to say? It is 9:09 Eastern Time. Okay. Pat, I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to open Candace, I hope. Got you, Miss Candace. You're now on the air.
Hello, Linda. How are you tonight?
Well, I think I'm a little goofy, but I'm okay. Thanks.
That's great. How's your husband doing?
We don't know. But, I mean, he's sleeping peacefully, so that is good. But I thank you for asking. He just sleeps a lot, and we're having some equilibrium issues when he first gets up, but we're just working with it. I would like to share two things that I did for myself this month, and I share it thinking that somewhere someone will be listening to this call. I treated myself to this weighted blanket. It's that's what they call it, a weighted blanket. I got the one by Odyssey. But what it does, it helps you sleep. And I've never slept well in my life. And especially in the last 3 years when I go to bed, it's just like this ding-dong goes off in my head and I will fly and toss and turn. But this, I don't know what it is. It just helps you relax, and I've been going to sleep immediately, and it is amazing. And it was created for people who have trauma and can't sleep or restless legs or whatever the reason you can't sleep. But look it up. And if you know anyone, I would highly recommend them. It's returnable if you don't like it. And when you pick it up, you say, oh, my gosh, how can I sleep under this? But once you get it on you, you don't feel the weight of it. It's a gift. And then the other thing, since I've been walking on carpet and not wearing heels and things, I was finding myself leaning over and my face was looking down at my feet. And I got these shoes from Gravity Lift. And they are really amazing how they help straighten up your back and relieve pressure off your back. So those are two things that if you know anyone or you have any of those issues, that I would encourage you to at least look into and trust yourself to investigate, you know, and invest in it if you have any of that or if you know anyone. I have really been pleased with those two investments. So that is something I'm appreciating myself for.
Well,
and then
good.
I did.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to share. That's exciting about the blankets and the blanket that you that I've heard of that type of blanket, and then the gravity lift. That sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out shoe wise. Well, I will tell you, when I came to the Healing Codes 2003, like I said back then, it was just all I had was pieces of paper in my hand and trying to figure out this and that, and you know Mom was trying to help me decipher it, but she couldn't, you know, it was kind of like, Kenna, we don't understand this, and yet I knew, and then when I had met, anyway, to go off the stool, I had, you know, lots of unforgiveness issues, and that and I think that most of my problems had resonated in my life from unforgiveness issues that led to back problems and different things like that, and you know, I wasn't never sleeping the best at night. I mean, I would sleep, you know, didn't think I was way sleeping sound or anything. And anyway, after coming to the codes, and then after Alex came out of the book, which, you know, they came off the book, and you know, I began to read it, and that seemed like, you know, kind of like more sense to me, the what he'd say about the different, you know, areas of your life and the steps and everything. It just seemed to make a lot of sense to me, and so I think it was even way before I had even resolved, because that was a while before I really did and resolved my unforgiveness issues. I could see other things happening in my life, but anyway, in the process, that's one of the things I realized with the healing codes, is that I was sleeping better. And like I said, that was one of the things that I really noticed before I had resolved all my unforgiveness issues. And anyway, so that really, you know, which for me, it really helped. And like I said, I firmly believe in, I mean, one thing I work on in my life with ministry with other people, whether it's at church, the care home, my church, any place in Clearwater, Kansas, and on, is walking in forgiveness, making sure that I'm forgiving of other people no matter what happens. I remember one time I was in the care home with my mom, and I don't remember what the situation was now. I've completely forgotten. But anyway, this aide was taking care of my mom, and I don't remember the situation, but one thing was said in another, and I think I kind of let her have it, like, well, you should know how to take care of somebody, this and that, whatever, this way, let her have it full barrel. And later on, God got a hold of me and says, Kathy, you know, that is not the way you should act. That's not the way you should treat other people. She has responsibilities and stuff like that. So later on, I went to the aide, so I said, you know, I need to apologize to you because I'm 100% in the wrong. You're doing what you can for Nancy. So not only do you have my mom that you're responsible for, you know, and getting her up and getting the clothes on that Candy has requested and things like that, but you are responsible for all of the, you know, for all of the resistance that you work with this day on the hall that you're on. And I said, I know you have a lot of families that want this and that done, and if you don't do this and that, then you get told about it, and that may not be totally your fault. So, you know, I need to apologize to you because I should never act. You said, I totally acted, you know, foolish, and I said, I just want you to know, you know, I came to ask you for my forgiveness because I, you know, totally acted wrong. She says, oh, Candy, it's okay. I said, well, I said, I appreciate you forgiving me because I tried to be in the, you know, in the wrong, and that's not how you act as a Christian. And I said, so but from that time on, you know, we got along fine. And so I've dealt with other families and hear about situations. And like I said, people, you know, life is a two-way street. There's always, you know, it takes two people to tango, and even the situations that can, you know, sometimes be sometimes can be more than one way to handle a situation. Sometimes there may even be three ways to handle a situation, you know, depending upon what it is and the problem and the solution. And so I really, and so from that point on, I, you know, wherever I met a people, whatever, I really try to walk and be forgiving of other people, you know, as they are forgiving towards me and walk in that. And, oh, I would tell you just the paths and avenues that continues to open in my life. And you know, as I'm with residents and stuff like that, and most of the residents we have now, I mean, they know that my mom was in the cure home. Have I mentioned it? No. They know because the wood gets passed on to them, well, such and such was her mom in here, you know, and she, you know, she took care of her mom, she was an example. I never have to say anything, even if, kind of like the new people that come over, that people that we have rehabbing, because they hear, you know, they hear about so-and-so, her mom, and they never say anything, but anyway, it really, like I said, it's I'm just grateful every day for the opportunity that I have to be with wonderful residents, and it's like any cure home situation, we have, you know, turnover rate, which I wish was not like it is, but life is life, and, you know, it's like encouraging people that are taking care of somebody, you know, to do their very best to, you know, to do what God's called them to do, not get stressed out about it, but do what they have to do. Like I tell the age, you know, you're not going to be perfect, none of us are going to be perfect, no cure home, we're just living, no one's going to be perfect, because we all make mistakes or we wouldn't be here, and that's what I try to stress to people, you know. The only person that did not make a mistake is God. You know, God is perfect. His son was perfect. And they both sinned not. Well, we sinned. But I said, because of our sin, we are not perfect. But I believe the Lord caused us that we can, you know, walk in obedience and actual forgiveness. When we make mistakes, be forgiving of others when they make mistakes. And I just believe this world could be 100% better, people could really learn to walk in love and to be forgiving one towards another. And I'm so grateful for you, Linda, and being a spouse, with the problems that your husband's going through, which I have not a clue in what you have going on, but I just think it's wonderful that you're walking beside your husband 100%. I think that sends, it says a lot about your marriage. Like I tell people, you know, whether it's my parents or whatever, you said, you know, I want to be here with mom. She's not going to be here forever. But I said, you know, I want to tell people the 10 years that mom was in the care home, the opportunity it gave me to minister, to be a role model, for Nancy to be a role model. You know, I can't just help but believe and know that the lives and people that we have touched, had they come to know the Lord Jesus, I won't know until I'm with the Lord on the other side. But that's what, to me, his life is about, is pointing others to Jesus and living the life that he's called us to live for him. And I'm just thankful for you, for Linda, for your witness, and for you walking beside your husband, and also to you, Pat, for you being out there in New York and your witness. And I commend you for the friend that you have, because we all make mistakes. We all need people that we can vent to, and that they will understand and be loving and kind back. That is so important, that each of us be a friend to somebody that they can vent to, and, you know, just let them, just be quiet and let them do what they need to hear, and, you know, what they need to hear to encourage them, because that's what it's what life is about. We need to encourage people. We need to love people, be forgiving. And if we're doing that, we are living the life that God has called us to live.
Thank you, Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Yes, we are
human beings And we are created for love and to be loved. So, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, ladies, it is 9:21 Eastern Time. So if neither one of you have anything else, what do you think about, let's just closing out with, love and peace and relaxation. And know that we are light in the darkness. We are love in the fear. And we're truth. Where nothing can stand against it or push it away. Blessings to each of you. Thank you for your participation. We love you and good night.
Good night and sweet blessings.
Thank
you.
Good night. Thank you so much, Linda. Yeah, good night.
Thank you.
Good night, Candace.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you, Linda. Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks.
Good night.
You too, Candace. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too.
All the best.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.